Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And welcome to a fantastic episode of
Conclave Radio.
My name is Casey, and I'm trying my best.
I'm Clint, and your best is not good enough, Casey.
I'm Blake, and God says you're good enough.
I got a lot of mixed feelings about this episode already.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I can't talk bad about you while it's recording.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Officially?
Then it becomes permanent.
Yes.
This That's first time okay. getting the new setup.
This is your first time.
Yeah,
this is pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I'll know later.
Yeah, it is really clear.
Yeah,
and it can pick up a lot.
Yeah, like Gray was sitting over here in the corner, like mm-hmm. talking between the mics. He wasn't even talking in a mic,
and you can hear him. I prefer everyone talk in the mic though,
sure,
because you know it sounds like you're close,
right?
Because he sounded like he was in an empty room.
Yeah, we don't want that. We want it to be a sound.
But you still hear him, so it's okay. Yeah. When we put the actual acoustic paneling on around us, we'll sound
whenever
beautiful.
That gets done. I mean, I'll act like
we'll sound as beautiful as we look.
Give me a work day, Clint.
You want a work day?
Give me a work day. We'll finish this room.
Saturday.
Excellent.
This Saturday?
No way.
I mean,
absolutely not.
Oh, well. Just throwing ideas out there. Well, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. It's been busy. I had a semi-off day today, but it was very busy.
Semi-off?
I mean, I wasn't working. I wasn't earning money, but I was busy. You know, it's what we call the honey-do list.
Yeah.
And it was Clint-do list, too. I had some things I had to take care of today. But it was a good day. It was a good day.
Right on.
Yeah. How was your day today, Blakey?
Blakey Pooh?
Oh, busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Hey, we got all the ceiling tiles done, though. Or you guys did.
Yeah, there's some here and there that we're going to probably redo, but ceiling tiles done.
It's done?
Done.
Wow.
In the commons, it looks pretty good.
So, like, 3 days, basically.
Yeah, they knocked it out of the park.
Good job, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
I am proud of y'all.
We're beginning to look like a real facility.
Wow. It's about time.
A usable one.
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, it's looking good in here, mm-hmm. also.
I feel like I live in here, considering this past weekend.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time in here Saturday.
You could have been working.
I worked, but I went back and forth.
Could have worked in here.
I could. Yeah, that really. Is true. I thought about that, but also I didn't want to break anything without
Greg Dye.
Your supervision. Hello, Greg Dye.
Hello.
Hey, you need to introduce yourself.
Just when I got excited.
Hey, I'm Greg Dye, and I'm late.
You had your own mic for a moment. And I had to share it. Does the igloo not sound good with the current setup? Does that sound good?
The snowball?
The snowball, yes. And it's mine. I should know the name of it.
I think it sounds fine. It doesn't sound as great as these, though.
Right.
Yeah. We figured. First of all, we can't plug it into the soundboard. We tried.
Oh.
But this is Clint's first opportunity.
It is. So we were just talking about that, and also the ceiling tiles and everything.
So fancy.
No, not these. The ones in the comments.
These look okay.
The ones you bailed on helping put up.
Yeah.
No comment from Greg on that one.
No, he...
I feel like
I made a comment.
There's some more tension room than usual.
Slightly more outreach
We're going to have to hug it out, I think, later.
Yeah. Not around the mic.
Affirmation circle.
Yeah. Ooh. That is tonight's episode.
Is an affirmation, sir?
After we roast each other, we're going to affirm each other.
All right.
That's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. That is a good idea. I feel like that's a good Sunday night. A roast followed by an affirmation.
So I have a word of the day.
A word of the day.
I have a word of the day. Would you like
to? Was
me?
It off of the word
now, now, when I say word of the day, I don't mean like I have a word like
word,
word from up on high.
Right.
But I just have a word for the day.
Like from the Webster Dictionary.
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so how about this? So here's the word, my word for the day. Grateful. Grateful.
I like that word.
It's been like, I've been trying to use it more in my vocabulary lately. Like,
oh, really?
Yes, like in my prayers and just talking to people, mm-hmm. I'm trying to say I am grateful. Because sometimes I don't feel so grateful.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not.
Mm-hmm. You are very full of grace.
I'm very ungrateful.
Mm-hmm. You are very full of grace.
Thank you.
Clint's been very humbled lately. My goodness.
I have my moments.
Wowzers. Hashtag being convicted.
Hashtag being convicted. And so I've been using the phrase or the word ungrateful a lot. Like in, mm-hmm. in my normal prayer time, I've been adding the word grateful.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a shameless, that's not like a humble brag. That's just where I'm at. Right. So grateful. So I'm trying to encourage people to use the word grateful.
Especially in prayer. Because recently, more recently in my life, I've been practicing praying out loud and actually like, trying to figure out, well, you know, are you? Never mind. But yes. One of the things Blake told me when once I prayed and I choked, it happens.
You choked?
During prayer, because I usually don't pray out loud.
Oh, you mean things. You don't mean you literally choked? You mean like you couldn't figure out the words to say?
Yeah, and I stopped for a minute and said amen.
Hey, practice makes perfect. The more you pray, the better you'll get.
Absolutely,
Casey.
But yeah. He told me like. One of the first things he does while he prays is, you know, thank him and be grateful for things.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that was...
Always start with the thank
I mean,
you.
That just made me think of that when you said grateful. I was like, yeah.
Yes.
And me and Michelle were kind of talking, like, coming into church this afternoon. Like, we were talking, like, so basically, he does so much for us and...
Casey or God?
God.
God, okay, that's right.
He does so much for us, and there's times it's like we think, man, I just did a really good job on that, or man, that really worked out for me, and we don't realize like that's from him,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. it was from like there's this one line in the song we were listening to, like, and it's talking about our victories are his victories.
Victory in Jesus? Was it victory in Jesus?
No.
Oh man.
No. But our victories are really his victories, and like there's times where. It's like a door opens in front of us and we walk through it, but then it feels like maybe we're at a closed door.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have any closed doors in front of us. We just have certain times where there's just a farther distance between open door to open door. He's already got the plan and all the doors open for us. He's just waiting on us most of the time. And when we do things with a grateful heart, like that, that's what he requires of us. Thankfulness is a requirement. It's a prereq.
Yeah. There's lots of things in the good book that instruct us to be grateful. That is very true. But sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes it's harder than others to be grateful. We go through, you know, it's hard for me to be grateful when the world is falling, when my world is falling apart, or, you know, stuff going on, you know, and you're like, oh, that's not, but I think that's when we get in the habit of being grateful at all times. That's mm-hmm. what the Bible says, you know.
That's why I try
to thanks in all situations.
Yeah,
in all
absolutely.
Things.
That's why I try to pray and open up with a thank you, because you train yourself that way.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell him.
Right.
Like it's a big deal.
Yeah, just keep praying, Casey, and you'll get better at it. I encourage praying
to.
At home also. Yes. Addie, no, it's a joke. Addie does. She says that she does the two P's when she goes to bed at night: pray and pass out. That's what she calls it. Her two P's: pray and pass out. She said last night she was so tired that she said all. She said I was pray. So pray and pass out. That's
Shouldn't
a good.
You three P's before you. Go
you know,
sleep?
I was thinking the exact same thing. pray, then pass out.
Yeah, pee, pray, then pass out.
Oh, yeah.
That one's very important.
That's a very important key in knowledge. I mean,
yes.
I may be biased, but
yeah.
I'm glad you said it in that
way. I was like, the third one? What?
Oh, a That's my contribution.
What a contribution. Hello, Eric. How are you doing today?
Three P's.
Good to see you.
That's our lesson for today.
Got a haircut and everything. Looks good. Looks sharp.
Thank you.
Oh, no. No. Too many of those.
Too many P's.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to recap what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Jesus.
So last week we actually played five random questions with Sydney.
How did that go?
Well, she had pretty good answers, actually. Mm-hmm. And it took up most of the show because we haven't done it in so long. We're not used to, you know,
right. But
we needing more
some
time.
We pretty awesome music to go along with it.
Did we? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It was
pretty
a week
good,
ago, man.
Pretty good topic of discussion on
it was. We started talking about
particular questions.
I heard.
We were helping you
from Facebook.
Ooh. Oh, just lift up your sleeve.
No, let's not.
Yeah, I could.
So, we don't have to make this like the tattoo show. Is that Leviticus 19:38?
This is Leviticus 19:27.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. What is that? What is that?
It's a cross inside the Arabic nun, and the Arabic nun is what they painted on the Christians.
The sign of the cross. Basically.
It's what they painted on the Christians' houses in the Middle East when they were persecuting them.
Uh-huh.
And so I told the guy, because he's also a Christian.
Yes.
He's a Christian tattoo artist. I said to me, because this is actually two parts of the three-part tattoo. The menorah is one part. And so the menorah is the original covenant to God's people. But then it's also him showing, I will use you as temple. And then the cross showing that Jesus came, died on the cross, but then the nun to me looks just like a tomb with a stone rolled away. So it's the original,
yeah,
fulfillment. And
okay, a little bit of a bunny trail, Clint.
Yes.
Who can God use to further His kingdom?
He can use. If He can use me, He can use anybody.
Okay, so. Would it not be safe to say if He can use everyone to further the kingdom, He can also use everything to further the kingdom?
Does that well? I don't think you want to go down that bunny trail.
Yeah, no.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I could take it to an extreme.
Violence.
Yeah, I mean, so I can. I'm going to kill people. Can God use anything to get His glory? Yes, but does that mean that I should use anything for His glory? Probably not.
Ooh. Well, that doesn't completely take down that argument. Again, that could be taken to another extreme.
Yes.
But like Blake's argument, that could be taken to an extreme such as, I'm trying to think of something.
A tattoo artist.
Well, yeah, a tattoo artist is obviously what he was going after.
But like God set him on a path to God set him on a path, including tattoos, to give his testimony.
But Blake said God can use anything.
He can.
That's true.
He can.
Well, see, God can use anyone to further His kingdom, but that anyone has to be shaped into the image of God further. And anything that doesn't really apply quite the same way.
Look.
I am not against that. I'm siding with this side of the table on tattoos.
I literally didn't say anything. Clint, it's okay. You're on the side of the table with Jesus.
Give me a situation, and I'm telling you how God can use it.
Eric is Christ-like.
Oh, what? Give me a situation, and I'll tell you how God can use it.
Well, no. Obviously, we know Scripture. Hi, Internet. God can use anything He wants. God can use anything that He wants for His glory. He can turn what the devil wants for bad and turn into good. So obviously He can use your terrible marking your bodies and use it for His glory. Obviously. He could use somebody that was a drug addict and he can reach people that I never could reach or so on and so forth. So obviously I know God can use anything. But does that mean that I should go? So does that mean I should go out and get addicted to heroin so that I could get people to relate
so you can
to me?
Recover
so I
can, and then use it as
that's
a testimony.
That's right. Well, no, that'd be moronic.
No, it's okay. So if you're,
here's the problem with you millennials.
Tell you your problem first. Before you tell me my problem.
It's getting personal.
No, I can't because I pay for the show.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you all
your
problem.
Dating.
You know what our problem is? Our problem. Is we are fallen men seeking after the image of Jesus.
No,
broken
no, hold
people,
on, Brad,
broken
what you
people
got,
breaking bread
we
together.
Hold on. What you got, Clint? What do you got, Clint?
Here's my thing.
What are we talking about dating?
I think the problem with a lot of people in this generation is is that we like to call things sin as long as it doesn't apply to us. If I'm comfortable with it, I don't think it's sin. I justify my gluttony quite nicely. Okay, but it still don't mean it's not sin. I'm just saying in general.
Now,
in general, we can say, well, I can sleep with whoever I want. Well, that's okay because we're in love. Okay, like, you're right. And so, well, I know, but that's still fornication. Well,
I'll actually follow up with what Clint's saying, and I had a very deep discussion about this with one of my theological buddies. The Bible says to be sober-minded. And the way our brains become drunk is the alcohol increases certain neurotransmitters in our brains to make us feel better. Like, there are mechanisms by which alcohol depresses and enhances certain systems to make us feel better. Yes. By listening to worship music, we are toying with those exact same brain chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Music does that.
So, music in any form has control over your brain. So does that mean by listening to music we are being not sober-minded? And we actually got into a really deep conversation about it. And the end of the conversation was, none of us can live to the perfect level of the law. All of us should live towards that level. We should be striving to achieve that level. And if the way that I'm striving to achieve that level means I've already got ink on my body, so I might as well make it redeemed for Christ, okay. If the way that somebody else strives for to hit that level is, I have not got ink over my body, so I'm going to live that way as a testimony that I can still reach people. Okay.
I don't think the New Testament, by Jesus covered in his blood, we know Law of Moses, okay, we understand pagans used it for their purposes. I don't think that it is a spiritual issue anymore. I think it has been something that has been passed down.
So Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it, right? So, again, you went down this road. I'm just an innocent bystander.
We can go through
but what I'm saying, though, is so does that mean that...
Hi, Internet.
So does that mean that just...
So we're talking about
only New Testament stuff. I'm only to live by New Testament? Am I only to live by the New Testament?
Okay.
Because if I want to know the Son, I've got to know the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think you would. That's there are people today that are saying basically the Old Testament.
You can't get through the Father except through Jesus. Like our first line.
Did you?
Yes, that's why it's the New Testament.
Don't worry about it. All right, so this week on Conclave Radio in our dating series.
If that's the case, none of us should be shaving. I'm just saying. None of us should be shaving.
I'm all for that.
Speaking of which,
Leviticus 19:27, thou shalt not trim the sides of thy beard.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not shaving.
So here's the thing, and it goes back to what we were talking about on Wednesday, right? True North living. I need to determine, and sometimes it's I need to determine for myself, and sometimes it's I need to determine for the people that are under my authority, and sometimes it's I need to determine how to reach another brother and make sure that we're all living true north living. We all need to be living towards the ideal. And we can't base that ideal on cultural values. Correct. We can't base that ideal on what we want. It has to be based on Scripture and the example of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way we're going to be
correct
going true north.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's really powerful to me. Like, last week was really powerful, and I unfortunately wasn't here Sunday, so I didn't get to live up
to that. You Wednesday
part.
Night?
Yeah, Wednesday
night. Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 But Sunday was good?
I thought Sunday was
during,
good.
Yeah, Conklin, yeah,
Sunday
was very good.
Sunday was good. Yeah, I mean, and that's something that I'm trying to strive for myself. I mean, you know, you teach what you're trying to learn yourself, you know?
Absolutely. And, you preach to this guy.
Well, you know, the saying is when you teach... When you're pointing your finger, there's three more pointing right back at you. And it's so true. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. It's if no one else ever gets anything out of it, the teacher should get it because they're the ones that studied, prepared. And we all have room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have room. And no one likes being called out on their stuff.
No.
No one, I know I don't. Mm-hmm. You know, but does that mean that we shouldn't? Does that mean that, and when done in love?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is
that's,
to me,
that's the fine line.
You have to.
You put yourself in Christian community specifically because you know that's what Christian community is supposed to do.
We're supposed to hold each other accountable. I mean, like you said, was it last Wednesday when you used Greg as a reference and like, look, hey, I noticed you're kind of not in a situation you necessarily need to be in.
Uh-huh. This was hypothetical.
Yeah.
I knew where you were about to take this. Yeah. And I was
everybody knows.
I wasn't even going to go into details. I'm not going into details. But, like, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, buddy, I don't want you in that situation because you might have to face a decision.
Yeah.
And then if they are facing a decision, you're supposed to we're always supposed to back each other up.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, we're brothers in Christ. We're sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. We're family in Christ. And families stick up for each other. We're there for each other. And I can't think of a family out there that hasn't had one person go to another person and say, hey, this isn't right. You're doing something wrong. This is affecting me. However they want to put it, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You have to. But you have to do it with love.
And I wouldn't mind my brothers in Christ coming to me. But I don't know if I would want someone outside of the circle coming and getting on one of my brothers.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, you mess with me, you mess with my whole family kind of thing. And that's what the body of Christ we're supposed to do for each other. We're supposed to take up for each other, to be there for... But we also got to crack the whip sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what... And there's no way to live a true North life, talking about moral purity, if you don't have someone doing it with you.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just... Man, there's a reason why there's books called Every Man's Battle, Every Woman's Battle. I mean, you know, just... there's a reason for that.
Yeah. You've heard, I'm sure you've heard it, and I'll go ahead and tell it, the story about the pastor that goes over to the man's house that hasn't been to church, right? And the embers in the fire. Yeah, so there's a story, and I heard it a long time ago, and it didn't really take on meaning until I became a Christian and dedicated my life to Christ. And I was like, oh, that's what they were talking about. But it's a story of, you know, this man has been faithfully attending church, and then the pastor notices that he stops coming, and his wife is still coming. But he's not. And, you know, this happens week after week after week. And then finally, the pastor comes up to his wife and says, hey, you know, I've noticed that he's not here. Is everything okay? And she says, yeah, but I'd appreciate you coming by the house and talking to him. And so then, you know, the pastor comes by the house and he sits down. The man says, I'm glad I get to see you. Why haven't you been at church? Well, I realized that the church was full of some people that I didn't want to be around. And he said, well, that's fair, but, you know, have you found another church? He said, no, I've pretty much given up on church. I don't need other people to live a Christ-like life. And the pastor sits and thinks for a minute. He goes, you know, you're right. And he takes the tongs by the fireplace, and he pulls one ember out of the fire and sets it on the mantle. And then he sits there and stares at the man for 30 minutes. He gets up, and he starts to walk out. After 30 minutes, the man stops him and says, well, what's with the ember? And the pastor walks back over and he says, well, this ember was burning in this fire. And he takes it and he puts it back in. And he said, but as soon as I took it out of the fire, it started to dim. And by the time you asked about it, it wasn't burning at all anymore. But as soon as I put it together with embers just like it, it lit back on fire. That's how every Christian is.
That's right.
We need to be around others. Not necessarily because we need those people. We're not changed by being around those people. But all of us doing it together,
right,
is what keeps us all going in the same direction.
Well, the thing that we've been kind of keying in on is about the, in a way, it was about me in that theoretical situation. I go to Greg, right? But we also get to the point where Greg volunteers and comes to me
and says, for, hey,
about
man,
about
I
his own,
need help. Yeah,
right. Like, you know, there was a story about this very famous pastor. And he had a real struggle in his life, very personal, real struggle. And he said, I wanted to tell the people closest to me, but I knew that if I did, they would turn their back on me, they would never talk to me again, and they would disown me. And he said, so my sin got found out, and that happened, and worse. And that's where a lot of people find ourselves, is we think, man, if people will only know, if I told what was really going on, if I just confessed it, confess your sins one to another, if I did that, then they're going to disown me. Well, the truth is that might happen to some people, but if you're really in community, if I'm really in community, I should say, I I love you anyways.
Yeah.
Let's get through this, you know. But that's the. I think that's the man that that might even be. I think that's harder than even going me going to Eric or Eric coming to me and getting all in my business. It's me going to Eric and saying, Eric,
look, I got to talk to you about business.
Here is my business.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I can't wait for somebody. You know. I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and just, well, no one's coming to me, so I'm going to be good. I've got to go and just say, Eric, man, I trust you as a brother. I've got to, I just need to unload, and I need to tell you some things. Eric's not going to have to forgive me of my sins. Eric don't get to do that. But Eric can help me, hold me accountable, and he can unburden. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good word, right?
Unburden. Wow.
Yeah.
Next word of the week.
Unburden. Or
word
of the day. Ooh, that's a good word.
That's a good one.
You might want to unburden on Facebook and iTunes.
Eric?
We're at a good point. Just go ahead and give us a like and a share.
Well, no, and I will say that's one of the joys of part of what I've done in my first walks in ministry was I got to be that person that reached out to people and said, hey, let me help you. And as more people have said, oh, hey, I recognize this in him, they'll come to me. And they'll say, look, I'm going through this.
Right.
Whether it's their own personal sin or somebody else's that's affecting them. And just speaking from my personal experience, there is no more enjoyable situation than getting to be Christ for somebody else.
Right.
And, I mean, there's something really beautiful about that. So we should strive to make people feel so welcome and so in community that they can be open with that and know. It goes back to the Brad Paisley. I don't know if any of y'all know Brad Paisley well enough to know his lyrics. He's got a song, Those Crazy Christians. And part of the lyrics of Those Crazy Christians is, he says, they're always looking for an excuse to forgive somebody for their sins. And that should be what our community is about, looking for any excuse to forgive somebody. So.
Well, we have a habit of thinking that somebody else's sin is worse than ours.
Because they're not labeled as Christians.
Or because they're just somebody else.
Yeah.
But this is the excuse for my sin. I have an excuse for mine.
I like to justify my stuff.
Yeah. Mine's not gluttony. I really like that 24-inch pizza.
I'm just a foodie. I'm a foodie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I just don't want it to go to waste.
Yeah, they're starving kids in China.
Exactly. I'm going to eat their portion and 12 others.
Listen. I'm giving my money to Sneaky Pete's so that those Sneaky Pete's employees can be paid.
I'm supporting the community.
The fact that I bought 17 hot dogs is because I want people to be able to feed their children.
My sacrifice will be the stomach ache afterwards.
That's right. That's right. The cross I have to bear is the diarrhea that follows. Yeah. Well, that's a good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love you anyways, Blake. Even though you're wrong, I really appreciate it.
Notice he doesn't love me anymore.
I say all that in jest. I publicly have confessed my love for Greg. I love all of you.
That's a whole other
internet.
Oh, it's not the first time.
So let's talk about the week ahead. Conclave this coming Sunday, right?
Right.
Cassie?
This upcoming Sunday is a conclave every Sunday night at 6:00. We finally finished our dating series, so whatever's next
Woo!
Is next.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
Catch the red logo that apparently Sabrina put on the Instagram.
The
so
logo.
I was digging it. I was like, woo.
Yeah.
If you can't come to Conclave on Sundays, that's okay. Conclave you every Wednesday night at 6:30. Tonight, our own Blake Cook will be teaching the discussion.
We're talking about tattoos.
I figured.
I knew it was
well played.
We'll just play this episode. And then also, every Sunday morning at Metropolitan Church of God, Pastor Browning always has a great message. If you can't make it to those, that's okay. We're all over social media. We're all over. All over the internets and the webs and the social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. You look like you were about to say something.
I was, and I'm debating whether I'm going to interrupt you or not, but I've already interrupted
right.
you.
You already
said it. Yeah, okay.
you know, somebody said something to me this week, and I feel like I should say it. If you have a pastor or if you have a mentor, a Christian mentor, or just an older Christian, or even a Christian your age, that you look up to, and you're not praying for them, and you're not interceding for them, and you're not fighting away the demons that are attacking them, you're falling down. Because somebody called me out on it. I mean, they said something to me, and it was the Holy Spirit convicting me and using what they said. But I got really convicted about, we should be praying for our mentors, for our compatriots, for our people that we're trying to mentee, our mentees, people we're trying to mentor. There's attacks from the enemy every day. Mm-hmm. And if you're not constantly thinking about the people that you care about and saying, you know, I want angels to protect them from the attacks,
right,
then you could be doing better.
Yeah. Can you think about the spiritual warfare going on around that person?
Yeah.
An influencer for Christ? They probably have some things they could do some prayer over.
If they're changing hearts and minds, the enemy hates them.
Oh, yeah.
And so, this week, radio listeners, Facebook viewers, take an opportunity to think about who you want to pray for this week. Who you really need to just go to battle for that has helped you. Because I guarantee you, if they've helped you, they need some help.
If you ever run out of things to pray for, you can always pray for someone else. You know, like you're like, oh man,
I mean, it's cliche.
Okay, let me pray for Clint. Clint needs it. You know, or you know, I mean,
that's
whoever.
True.
Oh man. Oh man. You know what I'm saying though? Yeah. So you can always, if you always think, man, what else do I need to say? You can always say that too. You can always pray.
Okay,
for
I'm
that.
Sorry.
You're good.
Pastor Browning brings good
amazing
message.
Pastor Browning. We're all over social media. I already went through that. Conclave Radio. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to us on Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes.
Subscribe,
share, like. Everything you can do to get us out there. We're international, but we want to go even farther. We want to change the hearts and minds of everyone, just like our mentors.
Oh, quick plug. I'm going to be appearing on the... The Nathan Nunley Show. You can find it on Spreaker. I'll be the guest this week
soon
with
enough.
My man, Nate.
Soon enough, our intern will surpass us.
Yes.
And
I think his payment for being our intern should be a free plug each week.
That's fair. Yeah, kind of like how Hunter Champion was. And then,
exactly.
Even though I don't really do anything, I just want to say
not yet. It's okay.
Maybe that should be
it's
intern.
This show used to be a phone call between two buds, okay?
That's right.
It can go anywhere.
That's exactly right.
Anyway... I think that wraps up a decent discussion and episode
discussion.
Of Conclave Radio. That being said, we will see you next week on episode 23, I believe.
Wow.
23 of season 2.
Yeah.
Of
Conclave Radio!
Get Little Caesars large, hot and ready bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pepperoni and bacon pizza wrapped in over 3.5 feet of bacon for just $12 at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.